This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, broadcasting around the world on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying a homemade redneck cocktail. And it's a shame that the FBI and the IRS raided Popcorn Sutton all those years ago for creating such a delicacy of a beverage, and shame on the FBI for doing the same thing to Mr. Trump. But we'll get into that later on. But otherwise, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Outstanding. And a special hello to the men in the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, led by none other than Little Billy Keebler. Keep it going, Cellar Savers of Yonadosis, New York. As always, we want to remember the men and women who were murdered in the line of duty in law enforcement. We're talking real members of law enforcement, not the smear squad. Tonight, we remember Deputy Sheriff Ned Byrd of the Wake County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office, end of watch, August 11th, 2022. His killer is still at large. And also, we want to remember Deputy Sheriff Andrew Peary, the El Paso County, Colorado Sheriff's Office, end of watch, August 7th, 2022. His killer committed suicide. And like we always say, if cop killers want to commit suicide after the act, do us all a favor and do it before. I'm just kidding. Anyways, tonight, as the music was playing, I was thinking of the words of our bumper music. How many more times treat me the way you want to do? Which is very, very prevalent because, as we all know, earlier this week, the 45th president, Donald J. Trump, his residence was raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I'm in total shock of what happened, because frankly, in over a decade and a half of doing radio with 7-5, Red 42, and then with the gang over at the Political Cesspool, I've learned to believe everything and nothing at the same time. But anyways, American presidents used to be treated like royalty, whether they're in office or out of office. Because just the respect that the American people had for the office of the presidency. I mean, the president might be a scoundrel, but still people had respect. And then once they left office, people gave that person respect. I mean, Richard Nixon was seen as a elder statesman after his scandal with Watergate. But and then when they left office, they went to the sunset to do whatever they wanted. And then what they did up to the point they left office, people just, said, all right, whatever happened, you know, it's over. The old president's out, the new president's in, let's fix what we got here. But not anymore, because, again, the Federal Bureau of Investigation raided the home of President Donald J. Trump, allegedly over some documents he took from the White House that may or may not have been classified. Now, let's pretend this is the real reason. Again, let's pretend that this is the real reason. Well, the government can subpoena Trump to get the documents or just contact his legal team, which they did. And in fact, earlier this year, the feds contacted Trump and said, well, you have these documents. You should keep them in a more secure space, get another lock in a more secure space. And he did. He complied. But and they could have done this quietly. But we all know the real reason is just to embarrass Donald Trump and try not to have him run for president once again. I mean, also at the same time his house is getting raided, he's dealing with a piece of, you know what, it's Attorney General of the state of New York over some business dealings some years ago, where he allegedly inflated the worth of his properties or whatever. But the Attorney General of New York is going after a man for some alleged crimes in the past. Meanwhile, the entire state of New York is turning into Mad Max. Crime is through the roof. And we're not just talking New York City. We're talking about Poughkeepsie, Newburgh, Albany, Schenectady, Troy, Utica, Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, and everywhere in between. Where it's not going up is my parents live, because frankly, they don't call 911. But anyways, the Attorney General is going after Donald Trump. His home's getting raided, and my question is why? But we all know what the reason is, because they got after Trump. But anyways, this is not the first time the FBI did stuff like this. During the time of J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI were Hoover's private blackmail squad. They went out, got dirt on the enemies of Hoover, including the Kennedys, and also celebrities such as John Lennon, Martin Luther King, and so on. And anyways, but who did not, or correction, who Hoover did not go after was organized crime. Because if you remember back in the day of when Hoover went in office, organized crime went just hog wild. You had all the five crime families in New York, organized crime in Philadelphia, Chicago, then they went out to Vegas. And my question is, why did Hoover not really go after organized crime? Well, I think the organized crime had some files on Hoover, because old J. Edgar supposedly was light in the loafers. But anyways, moving right along, you had the FBI go after people, enemies of J. Edgar Hoover. That's why he was in office. He's run the FBI for so long, so it's not the first time. But anyways, if you notice, after Hoover died, a decade later, organized crime was pushed underground and the bosses were sent to jail. And that's thanks to U.S. Attorney Rudolph W. Giuliani. But the FBI has messed with Trump one too many times, from Russian collusion to spy on the president, the alleged FISA warrant, and so on and so forth. And contrary to popular belief, the FBI is not the premier law enforcement agency you'll want to see on television and in the movies. Now, the FBI will work with Hollywood and television, movies, whatnot, if the producers, director of the project makes the FBI look good. I am not making this up. Google it. So anyways, here's a couple stories about the FBI in the District of Columbia alone. One late winter evening or early morning, a police officer from the Metropolitan Police Department finds personal property belonging to a missing person who has been reported missing, and the case is turned over to the FBI. So the crack of dawn, in the middle of a winter night, special agent came out and was not happy because his beauty sleep was awakened. But anyways, we're just getting warmed up. When we come back, we'll talk more about Trump and the abuse of power and what's next for all of us. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, and we're talking about the federal government just torching the Constitution of the United States. And the FBI is not, repeat, not the premier law enforcement agency of the United States. That honor goes to either the New York City Police Department or the Los Angeles Police Department. But anyways, we talked about the some of the shenanigans the FBI has done. But anyways, I was getting into the story about how the FBI acts in real life. Missing girl, a piece of her clothing was found in a park one very early morning in a very cold day. FBI agent was woken at the crack of dawn to go out there, interrupting his beauty sleep. He arrives on the scene like he's Billy Badass and waiting to chew somebody's backside. And he grabs the coat. The officer on the scene that found the coat said, Special Agent Jones, that coat is the missing person's property. We verified it with the shopper's club card in the pocket. So now your DNA is all over the coat. So anyways, this genius of an FBI agent put his hands all over evidence. Anyways. Next story from the Federal Bureau of Investigation on Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast in the District of Columbia. Two black Suburbans filled with FBI agents going eastbound for whatever reason stopped at a traffic light. Some local resident decides to shoot at somebody else with a six-shot revolver, hitting nobody, hitting nothing, and takes off. The FBI is so panicked that the second SUV rear-ends the first SUV. A special agent from the first SUV jumps out, opens the door, forgets to look for traffic, and another vehicle wrecks the door. And then the second SUV, a special agent with an MP5 submachine gun jumps out, almost gets hit by a car, drops his rifle, and then realizes his rifle is missing just because some local yokel popped some shots and took off. So that's the FBI in the District of Columbia. But anyway, since we're going through some former actions of the presidents before and after office, you know, I want to know, why don't we charge George Bush for war crimes? Why? Because he lied to the American people. He lied to the United States. He had other people lie to all of us to go into Iraq. So more or less, we invaded a country for no reason. And we lost soldiers over there. We lost trillions of dollars over there, just because George Bush wants to get back at Saddam Hussein. And then you got Barack Obama. He might have had something to do with one Larry Sinclair. Larry Sinclair and Barack Obama, let's just say, shared intimate moments. I'm not going into further about that. And then Larry Sinclair ends up dead. Also, there's issues with Obama and the Chicago Choir Boys. And don't forget, while in office, Barack Obama was a gun runner. And one of them guns ended up killing federal agent Brian Terry. Then there's Bill Clinton. And we just don't have enough time to talk about Bill Clinton. But anyways, that's your FBI in a nutshell. And if they're doing this to a former president, just think what they're going to do about you. Walt, please comment. You've been silent a very, very long time. Thank you.
Well, yeah. No, you know, the the Bush thing with Saddam Hussein, I mean, you know, he could have sent in hit squads instead of trying to blow up the whole damn country. And we ended up, you know, pretty much walking away from that with nothing. You know, they picked up Saddam in the spider hole. And, you know, that was about it. It was kind of anticlimactic. They should have just dropped a grenade in that spider hole when they knew he was in there. And then, the you know, the thing, we had control of their oil and we gave that up. And then we moved into the Obama years. And, you know, he continued that war. Got bin Laden, you know, right before the 2012 election. I think they got him in 2011. So, you know, you got to work these things in towards an election, just like this year. You know, people are noticing gas prices are going down, but that idiot press secretary, she can't explain why gas prices are going down, and she sure as hell doesn't want to explain why they're going up, or, you know, why they went up to begin with. That's because they
blame it on the Putin and the Ukraine war. Now, if Putin was responsible for pumping the price of gas up, is he responsible for the price of gas going down?
Yeah, and it's only started going down when Russia invaded the Ukraine. So you know, that doesn't make sense. You know, it's you know, we're in an election year. You know, midterm elections are coming up. This ridiculousness with Mr. Trump. You know, 2 months, 3 months before the election starts. Before the election happens, you know, it's a plan. You know, it's a plan by the left, and they're continually allowed to do this. Now, you know, I always said the wrong people in the right places can really screw things up, and this happens in small corporate America, this happens in big corporate America, and it happens in government of America. And it's going to continue until we put a stop to it. And the only way to put a stop to it, you know, Trump might not be the answer. You know, Trump might just be a Republican diversion or a right side diversion to that's going to take over the White House in 2025. So, you know, they're going after this guy. The guy's pushing 80. And they didn't want nothing to do with Trump going after, you know, Hunter Biden and his father with all these million-dollar deals in Russia and China and the Ukraine. Nobody wanted to hear anything about it. So, you know, they're going after the wrong people at the wrong time. And, you know, I can't believe that more than 50% of this country is really that stupid. And I don't believe more than 50% of the country was stupid in 2020. I believe it's a whole sham. It's smoke and mirrors. And I pretty much about had enough of it. We have to institute people who are going to stand up on a soapbox like I would and tell people what's going on, whether they believe me or not. Because I'm not going to lie to them. What I'll do is give them the options. What the left is giving is not options. They are directly pointing the finger at the right, saying this is why our country was so screwed up, and that's what we're trying to fix. It's taken so long to fix what the Republicans did to our country. That's pretty much what the left's motto is right now, and it's simply untrue. It was a conglomeration of both, and the majority of the Obama years screwing things up, getting ready for Hillary to take office in 2016. And, you know, we know how that turned out. So that's what these people are pissed about. They've been exposed. Nobody believes a word they say. You know, remember Nancy Pelosi in the beauty parlor when everything was supposed to be shut down? And there she is, you know, on the surveillance camera getting her hair done without a mask. So, you know, the entire left is a sham. And people are really falling for it because they don't like Orange Man. You know, it doesn't matter whether you like him or not. It doesn't matter. If you like traveling across the country and paying $4 a gallon, $5 a gallon for gas,
go ahead and vote Democrat. Go ahead. But if you would rather do it at a dollar or less than a dollar, then start voting Republican and open up them pipelines for us, because this country is going further and further under. And that's why George Washington and the rest of them cats 275 years ago came to the New World, because of the same crap that was going on in England is going on here in this country. And we got to get away from it. There's nowhere else to go. We have to do it ourselves. Yep. There's nowhere else to go. My taxes were just raised on my property, which is, you know, big deal. So they raised the assessment on my home value, my property value. So freaking what? It doesn't mean somebody's going to pay it, you know? What are my taxes going to pay for a police department that I'm not allowed to visit? We'll get to that in a few minutes. But it's just ridiculous the way things are going. Taxes are going up. Gas is going up. Food's gone up. I don't know how people that are underneath the poverty level are feeding themselves. What are they eating? You know, they're eating ramen noodles and peanut butter. You know, that's not this country. That's not what this country should be doing.
Right. But anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about Walter and his run-in with law enforcement. And once again, we are 110% behind law enforcement. But officers, deputies, constables, know your job, do your job. Anyways, we'll talk about Walter, election, and whatever else on the place. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York state court. The Chautauqua County DA said that Mattar was arraigned Friday night and remanded without bail. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He can't speak, and he will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than three decades. The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killeen, Texas, is suing the family. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also caused a fire. The gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts pub with smoke pouring out. Captain Nate Heiner with the Arlington County Fire Department says the fire was brought under control quickly by crews.
Currently, we've treated 14 patients. Eight have been transported to area hospitals, four are in critical condition.
The building is structurally sound, but it'll be a while before it can be occupied. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and her Colorado colleague Lauren Boebert are at least a couple of House Republicans publicly questioning the search warrant that was unsealed on Friday that was executed at former President Trump's Florida estate. Greene says Trump is being persecuted politically, accusing Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. FBI agents retrieved 11 sets of documents with varying degrees of security on them. Trump has not been charged with a crime, but the Justice Department in the warrant suspected that he violated the Espionage Act. You're listening listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. 7-5 Radio, August 13th, 2022. We're going to change gears just a little bit. Donald Trump was involved in being abused by law enforcement. And we've been talking the past couple of weeks about Walter Yurkew's involvement, being abused by law enforcement, having his rights violated. And folks, if you heard the past couple of weeks, we're not just, saying stuff to say things. I mean, Walter and I were both members of law enforcement. We studied the constitutional law. We studied the Constitution. We know what our rights are and what your rights are. And believe me, every good cop will enforce the Constitution and will protect your civil rights. Why don't you finish it up about your involvement as a victim of Winchester, Tennessee Police Department?
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate that this happened. The issues of this going on is that my rights were violated, and I stood up on my own two feet and told them so. I not only told them, but I also told the judge, who told me to keep my mouth shut, otherwise she was going to hold me in contempt for expressing my rights in the Constitution. So I went down to the station house to speak to this officer, and I ended up making a complaint against him. And my complaint was the violations that the guy made on me. When he wrote the ticket, and it was a baloney ticket, it didn't exist. And I'm sure that he was hoping that I wouldn't fight the ticket, that I would just pay it and go away. But he didn't know at the time I used to be a police officer. He never asked. And, and I know what the traffic laws are. So anyway, to make the short story longer, the issue was that when I wrote the complaint, the chief called me and said his captain told him about, the Fourth Amendment violation. But they never addressed him not telling the truth. So I went to ask, I want an apology. You broke my onions for 6 months about this nonsense and dragged me down to court, and they decided they were going to try and dismiss it before court. A phone call, sir, we apologize, we made a mistake, the traffic law, was misunderstood, you don't have to go to court, we're dismissing the charge. And that would have been fine, that would have been the end of it. But this cop actually waited to see if I was going to show up at court or not, okay? And then he tried it, and I wouldn't let him dismiss it. I wanted the judge to dismiss it. So here we go. And we took care of it. I went down to the station house, made the complaint. The chief called me the next day and says that the officer was spoken to. I says, but you didn't address the entire complaint. I says, I want an apology. And he says, well, I can't force the apology on you, on the officer. I says, well, I wouldn't want it if you forced it. But he says, go down to the station house. The officer will talk to you. So that's what I did. And I ended up getting arrested because the captain came out and stuck his business in my nose and started cursing at me, calling me a two-bit crook. Now he's attacking me personally, which, you don't do. You're supposed to be a police officer, a stand-up member of the community, and you're not supposed to do that kind of nonsense to anybody. It doesn't matter if I was a cop and then a convict. It don't matter. It's just like what they did to Mr. Trump. The guy's an ex-president. He doesn't deserve that kind of treatment, to be treated as such because somebody don't like him. So, the captain came out the side of his face, and I gave it right back to him. Right. And I've stood on my own two feet all my life, and I gave it right back to him. I threw F-bombs at him, but, hey, dude, it's called the First Amendment, freedom of speech, my friend. He told me to get the F out of here from the police station, which is a public place. You can't trespass somebody from a public place. then he couldn't trespass me. So two cops bum rushed me and hooked me up. I had no idea I was being placed under arrest. So they charged me with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Now, it's all on video. It's on video. The accusatory instrument that the officer wrote is 95% incorrect. He left out all the parts where the captain was cursing at me and calling me names. I mean, you know, sticks and stones, but calling me names, and he was out of line. And then to top it all off, he told me that I would find it. Now I'm going to use the clean words. He told me that I would find new vagina if I intercoursed myself. So picture the words, what the guy actually said. You know, and this is a captain. You know, you don't act like that. And I was arrested. I was taken away. The charges were subsequently dismissed. But the district attorney slips in that I'm not allowed to go to the Winchester Police Department unless it's a police emergency or a personal emergency, which I will never do. Which I will never do. I will never call the Winchester Police Department to piss on me if I was on fire. That will never happen. That will never happen. So they think putting this condition, it's called by the county clerk's office, the condition of not going to the police department, that's fine. It's not like I want to go down there and have coffee with them anyway. I never did. That was the first time I was at the station house. Well, actually, my second time. The first time I went down to make a complaint. Second time I went down for an apology, and I ended up getting arrested. So my Winchester Police Department experiences have not been, let me say, positive. Now, I do intend on pressing charges. My civilian complaints will be going in shortly. And they will be going in by email. And the reason why they're going to be going into email is that I could press one button and send it to 10 different people at the same time, including the video of when I was arrested. So my video and my statements will back up the truth. Great. I'll also include their accusatory instrument of not including what the captain did, where we were, because the arresting officer says we were inside, but we were outside. That's one thing. That I was disturbing another interview that was going on inside the station house. Hell, I'm standing outside. I could care less what's going on inside the station house. That's not my business. That's up to them to secure that situation. Not me. Let me tell you something. There's no law in the world that says you can't be angry and raise your voice. No law. I did not approach anybody with any kind of malice. There was no intent shown on my part. Every conversation I had with anyone in the Winchester Police Department up to that point was always cordial and gentlemanlike, until that captain came out and stuck his business in my nose. And I stuck it right back in his face. And the wimp didn't like it. He knows less about the Constitution than that attorney that was trying to prosecute Rittenhouse. He knew less about that Constitution. I bet if you ask him ask him about the First Amendment, he can't name all of them. Everybody knows, you know, religion, free speech. Yeah, he knows the basics. But there's also, you can petition in the First Amendment, your government. And you can petition them on paper, and you can petition them in person. And that's what I was doing. I was verbally petitioning my government for an apology. The government that I pay for out of my taxes that just got raised. So, you know, and let me tell you something. I stand on this alone again. But when people see me, whether it's at the gym or at the store, and they talk about what's going on with me in the police department, they all say it's about time somebody stood up. And I say to myself, I don't get angry with them. I said, everybody should be able to stand up and not feel threatened by the police department. And let me tell you something. I don't feel threatened by the police department. They want to put me in jail. Hey, listen, I don't want to go, but I'm not afraid to go for the right reason. And I want to thank everybody for listening to my story.
All right, we'll come back. We'll finish it off with the worst of the week and what's going down, what's coming down the pike. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is the fastest hour in radio. Once again, folks, Walter and I we back to blue 110%, and we've done more on this radio show for the men and women in law enforcement than if we did 25, 30 years. But again, it's very, very important for the men and women in law enforcement to know your job, know the Constitution, know when you can detain somebody, know why you're detaining them, know probable cause, and know your job and do your job. There's people who don't who know the job but just refuse to do so, or say, you know what, I'm going to go somewhere else. You know, you can't go wrong by doing right. But anyways, coming up Tuesday is the Wyoming primary for the one Congress seat of in the House of Representatives, currently occupied by Liz Cheney. And it's a tight race. Cheney's only down by 57 points. So I don't know anybody other than her father, Dick Cheney, that came out to endorse her. And what's funny is that Dick Cheney is sitting there with a cowboy hat, trying to look Wyoming-ish, and said Donald Trump is the biggest threat to democracy in the history of mankind. And mind you, this is George W. Bush's vice president, who invaded Iraq with no provocation. So anyways, if you live in Wyoming, if you live in Patrick Ryan country, go out and vote. But anyways, Democrats must really, really want to lose this upcoming midterm election. First, you have the fiasco with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And then you have the Senate and now the House passing this hunk of crap climate-slash-inflation-reducing bill that does absolutely nothing but waste hundreds of billions of dollars that we don't have. This bill is going to give billions to the climate change grifters, and businesses will be taxed more, and the federal government's going to hire 87,000 more IRS agents. That's 87,000 more people working for the Internal Revenue Service. And supposedly the 87,000 is supposed to go after the billionaires in the United States. The billionaires in this country number less than 2,000 and have an army of accountants and lawyers to make sure that they are not audited and they stay out of jail. But there's nothing here for the border, nothing here for local government to retain or hire cops, nothing for to stop sex trafficking or the steady supply of drugs coming in through our borders. I mean, if we had 87,000 DEA agents, the war on drugs would be over in a week. Or that hundreds of billions of dollars we can give our military a living wage. You have E6s, which is high up the enlisted food chain, with 10 years getting WIC. What is WIC? Women, infant, and children. And more or less, it's free food, free formulas. You have guys and girls 10 years in the military achieving a high rank for enlisted rank, and they're on WIC, which is real embarrassing. So they're on WIC, they're on food stamps, Section 8, and they're employees of the federal government. But anyways, between Biden messing everything up, this horrendous bill, the January 6th poop show, and the FBI going through Melania Trump's closets, I mean, what's with the Democrat Party? They want to lose? But as the Democrats are shooting themselves with a foot with the rapid-fire shotgun, don't look for the Republicans to come to the rescue. I mean, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, and the rest of the Republicans up on the Hill have done absolutely nothing. And then you have Navy veteran Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, who supports everybody but the United States. Well, what say you about the upcoming midterm elections, especially with the primary coming up Tuesday?
All we're going to hear about the midterm elections is the ballots and the voting machines aren't working correctly, and the holes weren't punched. You know, we're going to hear a bunch of crap after the election. I mean, you know, two years ago, everybody went to bed at 1-2 o'clock in the morning with Donald Trump as the clear winner, and then you woke up and all of a sudden he's 20 million votes behind. It's such a farce, the election process these days. You can't trust anybody. You can't trust the election officials. How many of them were terminated when they found, there's a package of absentee ballots still at the post office, and here we are in January. You know, it's such a ridiculous. It was a good system. It was a good system. Okay, the system worked for over 200 years. Okay, until the Democrats figured, hey, if we do a little bit of this and we do a little bit of that, you know, we can get our people in and we can make, you know, millions of dollars. You know, number one, I would vote for since the president can only have 8 years in office, I would say that would be the limit on all political titles. Senators, it don't matter. Governors, congressmen, it don't freaking matter. Midterm elections are going to be the midterm elections. You know, we'll see the day after. You know, we'll go to bed thinking that Republicans won across the board, and then boom, all of a sudden it's all Democrats, and we got to deal with Nancy Pelosi, you know, for another 2 years. It's turned into a sham, and they covered the sham by saying, you know, all the, no dead people voted this election. So, you know, I just don't get it. You know, they had the elections, the local elections here in my county. Okay. There's 40,000 registered voters. Okay. The sheriff won by, I mean, not the sheriff, the county executive won by 100 votes. And he got 3,600 votes, and he only won by 100. So just over 7,000 people voted for county mayor out of 40,000. So, you know, voting is a sham. Nobody wants to deal with it. Nobody wants to be bothered with it. They all want to, you know, people want to say, well, I didn't vote. Fuck it.
Language.
I didn't vote. It's not my problem. I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Biden. It's not my problem. The only way to win is to get out and vote and do it honestly. But you can't have that these days. So you can't use honesty and voting or honesty and politician all in the same sentence. They just don't happen. It doesn't happen. And when you try to be honest and when you try to stand up, you get knocked down by the people, you know, that are in quote unquote power. You got to keep fighting. That's what a revolution is about. This is going to be a Cold War revolution. That's what this midterm election is going to be.
Right. And in Montgomery County, Maryland, which is my neck of the woods, they had a election for a primary for county executive. It would be like county mayor. And they're still counting absentee ballots, and all of a sudden they found 100 more absentee ballots from God knows where, and now it's going to take another week to figure it out. Instead of just like Chris Plant talked about this earlier this week, he said, "Okay, just count them out. One vote for this guy, one vote for this other guy, another vote for this guy, another vote for that guy." But anyways, but it's just absolutely ridiculous. What happened to Election Day? It's now become like a holiday or like Christmas. So it's ridiculous. And
you talk about these absentee votes, and you know, now an absentee ballot should be for a legitimate person that cannot be in their county at their assigned ballot place, okay, at their assigned voting place. That includes, you know, soldiers. It always has. It doesn't include you going on vacation to Poland and, oh, I'm not going to be around Election Day. That would be, you know, a TS card for me. It means tough noogies. You know when Election Day is. If you're going to be in Poland, all right, well, you know, you just happen to skip your entitlement to vote. And then Mr. Wachlinski, you know, ends up voting twice, you know, on an absentee vote, and he canceled his trip to Poland. You feel me?
Yep.
I don't know if the the people at the voting place knows that when Mr. Wachlinski checked in that he already had a absentee ballot vote because he was going to Poland. But here he is voting, you know, again. So do they count him twice? You know, I don't know how that works anymore. It used to be tough crap. If you're not in the country because you're on vacation, well, you give up. You don't vote. It's as simple as that.
Right.
With the dead people, you know, they vote before the election, right? Let's just say you're alive. Let's just say your early vote, early voting, you voted in August for November's election. Okay, let's just for argument's sake. And then you die in October. Do you still count that vote?
Right.
I don't know how the Democrats have gotten around this. As far as I know, the early voting was to ease up voting day, election day at the polls. Well, here we go, another answer to the thing, but basically my thing is that
if you vote early and you die before the election, your vote should not be counted.
Right, but it's counted twice. But anyways, we got another one in the books for Walter Yerke. This is Peter Scoop Stan. Remind you, you can make a difference. God make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.